This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Beware, anytime you hear the code word inequality, this is a code word for communism. Remember that communism is rooted in the idea of equality, of making everybody equal at gunpoint. By punishing those who achieve or succeed, confiscating wealth, eliminating private property, having centrally planned economies, government control, and then redistributing a small portion of the wealth confiscated by the government into the hands of the impoverished masses, all under the label of equality. And you can't listen to a speech by a Democrat or a progressive today without hearing these terms like inequality. Like, we have to declare war on inequality because people can't be unequal. People all have to be the same, I guess, is what they're saying. I mean, really, if you listen to people talk about inequality, they're implying that everybody should be the same. And yet, how can everybody be the same if you're living in a free society? Because people are born with different skills, different creativity, different inspirations, different biology, even. People have different dreams. People have different ideas. People have different experiences. So inequality is really the opposite of diversity, which is also fascinating because progressives believe that they are champions of both. They think they're champions of equality and diversity, but they're contradictory ideas. If you have diversity, that means you have to have diversity of thoughts, diversity of ideas, diversity of life experience, and so on, which means that everybody can't be equal because you have diversity. You see how these are opposite ends of the spectrum? And just another example of how the lunatic left wants you to not be able to think clearly. They want you to think that somehow obedience to a totalitarian system achieves somehow equality, even though the elite are wealthy and the masses are impoverished, and somehow it achieves diversity, even though everybody is demanded to say and think exactly the same thing, so that there is uniform thought rather than diverse thought. And this is just another great example of how the left is completely insane. Just remember that anytime you hear someone give a speech, and you hear this from Hillary Clinton a lot and other leftists, when they talk about inequality, they are saying that they're communists. They want everybody to make the same amount of money. They want everybody to have the same thoughts and ideas and so on. And sometimes they'll try to cage this in the context of women's salaries versus men's salaries. But usually it's about the fact that there are poor people and there are wealthy people. And even this argument is rooted in a communist idea that sort of implies people who work hard or who have great ideas or who have innovation shouldn't be allowed to keep the benefits of their ideas or their own work or their own effort or determination, and that people who maybe don't work as hard or who didn't choose to get a better education or experience or skills should be rewarded for doing less or even not working at all. And in a communist society with a centrally planned economy, the idea is that there's really no incentive for anyone to work because you're not allowed to achieve. And that's why communist economies look horrible. They look like collapsed societies. And even those that just lean left, like socialist economies such as Venezuela, they look horrific. Have you seen the mass starvation in Venezuela? Have you looked at the old Soviet Union even before the collapse? Have you looked at East Germany before the Berlin Wall came down? Have you looked at Cambodia during the 1970s communist revolution attempt? Have you looked at communist China with a total lack of freedom? The secret police citizens brigade that tattles on you to the government and then they get social media bonus points for turning you in. Is this the way that you want to live? How can you express freedom of diversity of ideas if you're living under a tyranny like North Korea, which is the extreme far left version of a totalitarian society. North Korea is a great example of so-called equality. Everybody's equal because everybody's poor. Everybody's impoverished. Everybody is a slave to the state. And that's what people really want. Democrats, when they talk about inequality, what they really are demanding is that everyone be a slave to the state so that the state controls you, controls what you eat, controls what you think, what you read, what food you're able to purchase, what words you're able to say or write or post online. And through the demand of equality, they will crush your freedom, and they will do it while claiming to be protecting the underclass. And this is what liberalism is all about. It's about putting power-hungry tyrants in charge while destroying your liberty and freedom to think. And that's what communism is, that's what leftism is, that's what socialism ultimately is as well. Now, real diversity, of course, comes from either the libertarian sectors of society or the conservative sectors, where you have the freedom to speak your mind. It's called the First Amendment. You have the freedom to live in a diverse way. You could live in the country. You could live in a city. You have the freedom to express yourself because society respects your individual liberty rather than just trying to defend the collective dominant narratives of demanding obedience. See, individual liberty is diversity. Collectivism is the opposite of diversity. It is demanded totalitarian conformity. By definition, that's what collectivism practically means. So keep all this in mind. This is very important to understand the philosophy here, because if you listen to the speeches of leftists, they will give you clues as to who they really are. When they use the word inequality, they're saying they're a communist. When they talk about the need for equality, they're talking about the need for a central government to crush dissent and to crush individual liberty and to crush freedom of speech. This is how it works. This is what they are talking about. They're giving you the clues as they speak. All you have to do is be able to listen and decode the words that they're using. And if you have the ability to do that, then you can immediately recognize who is a threat to your liberty, who is a threat to your country, who is a threat to your right to speak and to think. And the threats are always the people on the left. It's the progressives, it's the socialists, it's the communists, it's the Democrats. And that is why it's important to defeat Democrats at every election. If you love your country, if you love your ability to speak your mind, to think for yourself, to the ability to criticize government that you don't like, your ability to even defend yourself, have your own self-defense, to stop an intruder from robbing you in your own home, then you have to defeat Democrats at every opportunity. Because real diversity is not on the left. It's either on the libertarian side or the conservative side or the independent side. That's real diversity. Real diversity is 10 people in a room who can have a debate because they don't necessarily agree on all the same things. They have different viewpoints. But a room of Democrats is 10 people who all believe exactly the same thing on climate change, on abortion, on gun control, on President Trump, everything else. That's not diversity. That's collectivism. So be sure to know the difference. You can check out more news on these topics at tyranny.news or freedom.news. Both of those are very useful websites to take a look at, tyranny.news or freedom.news. My name is Mike Adams. I'm the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Share this everywhere. Be safe and take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Rangers store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.